Our church family is constantly changing. People come and go. Babies are born. Children grow up. People commit themselves to one another. Loved ones and friends among us come to the end of their lives. Individuals move into our community and church life. Others leave us, moving to new places, new experiences, and new opportunities. It is important and right that we recognize these times of passage, of ending and beginnings. Today we share the times of farewell with Reverend Amanda Leib Freeburg, fondly known as Mandy. On July 16, 2000, the Old South Church called Mandy to serve as pastor and teacher.
I thank Old South Church, her members and friends, for the love, kindness, and support shown me during these last 17 years. I ask forgiveness for the mistakes I have made. I am grateful for the ways my leadership has been accepted. As I leave, I carry with me my memories of you and all that I have learned here.
We receive your thankfulness and offer forgiveness and accept that you now leave here to minister elsewhere. We express our gratitude for your time among us. We ask your forgiveness for our mistakes. Your influence on our faith and faithfulness will not leave us at your departure.
I forgive you, and I accept your gratitude, trusting that our time together and even our parting are pleasing to God.
And do you, the members and friends of Old South Church, release Mandy from the duties of pastor and teacher?
We do, with the help of God.
Do you offer your encouragement for Mandy's ministry soon to begin as the senior pastor of the Church of Christ at Dartmouth College?
We do, with the help of God.
And do you, Mandy, release this local church from turning to you and depending on you?
I do, with the help of God.
And do you offer your encouragement for the continued ministry here and on the relationship with another who will come to serve?
I do, with the help of God.
Thank you.
And yes, Mandy, the one who began in you will continue it in the place where you go. But the God who began a good work in Old South Church will continue that good work in your lives as your time together as a congregation continues in this place. On behalf of the Windsor Orange Association and the United Church of Christ, I witness to the words spoken, words of thankfulness, words of forgiveness and release. The member churches in our association and conference hold each of you in prayer and pledge our support in the transitions that are signified in this service.
Thanks be to God.
And let us pray together. Gracious God, whose everlasting love for all is trustworthy, help each of us to trust the future which rests in your care. The time we were together in your name saw our laughter and tears, our hopes and disappointments. Guide us as we hold these cherished memories, but move on different directions until that time to come when we are completely one with you and with each other. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Christ, our guide, stay with us on our pilgrimage through life. When we falter, encourage us. When we stumble, steady us. And when we have fallen, pick us up. Help us to become step by step more truly ourselves, and remind us that you have traveled this way before us. May you go in the grace of a God who loves you, in the fellowship of a people who are your brothers and sisters in Christ, and in the warmth of a world that needs your touch and will be blessed by your presence. And may you know that you are loved by God and by me. Amen.
Bruce, I'd like to invite you to come up and stand with Mandy. And I invite all of you to raise your hand in blessing upon Bruce and Mandy as you say together the congregational benediction.
Go now, surrounded by our love and led by the promises of God in the presence of Jesus Christ.